From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Fighting between separatists and government forces in southern Yemen has killed at least 36 people, the Red Cross says, while the president accuses the fighters of a coup. About 185 people have been wounded. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
In a second day of clashes, forces loyal to Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi exchanged gunfire with southern separatist fighters around key government buildings Monday in Yemen's southern interim capital of Aden. Arab media reports several official government buildings are in the hands of the separatists, but that a standoff prevails between the two sides in most places. Supporters of the separatists also chanted slogans against Hadi's government in several major squares of Aden as clashes took place in other parts of the city. Yemeni analyst Yahya Abu Hatim in Cairo told Arab media the separatists have been part of the ongoing national dialogue in Yemen and have no clear reason to withdraw their support from the government now. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
11 members of the Afghan National Army have been killed and 16 wounded in an early morning attack on a military academy in Kabul on Monday. The Afghan Defense Ministry said the attack was against an army unit providing security for the academy and not the academy itself. Witnesses say the fighting near the Marshal Fahim National Defense University continued after daybreak. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility through its Amaq news agency. This is VOA News.